Hey there, Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant John Larch, and I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors who continue to help make this virtual tailgate party one of the fastest growing shows on the internet. You know, Tailgate Radio has some of the best sponsors out there, and we would love for you to support them just like you support Tailgate Radio. So take a few minutes, head over to their websites, and check out all the great products they have to offer. And thank you once again from everybody here at Tailgate Radio.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bed on lights, and the grill is hot. On your walk, get set, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, wherever we all park, just get some.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. We really appreciate your continued support, hitting that subscribe or download button. Our numbers continue to grow every week. So no matter whether you listen to us at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, or over at our website at tailgateradio.com, we certainly do appreciate all your continued support of not only the show, but our sponsors. We have some great sponsors, and you can always check them out over at our website at Tailgate Radio. The fine folks at Amazon and Amazon.com, we have a great relationship with those folks. And as you get ready for the next season, whether that's grilling season, tailgate season, NASCAR season, whatever you do to get out there and enjoy your tailgating experience, head over to Amazon and just follow our link over there and get all of your gear ready. You know, tailgate training camp is coming up real soon. And just like the players have to get ready for the season, so do the fans. And we have all the gear. We've got your hookup over at Amazon. And if you go through our link to make your purchases on all your grilling, cooking, outdoor needs, they throw back a few bucks to us to keep the lights on and to keep our bandwidth in check so that we don't run out of space to keep bringing you the show. So check out our folks over at Amazon, our link, and follow it over to make all your purchases for your tailgating needs. Also, we can talk to you a little bit more about our relationship with Shirtsicle. It's like Popsicle, but it's Shirtsicle, and they're our official merchandising partner, and they can deliver anywhere in the world, and we've got another dozen or so designs that are going to be coming out real soon. Here's one I think you'll like that doesn't cross the line too much. It says, tailgate responsibly, always use a condiment. That's right. Only the finest in merchandise here at Tailgate Radio. So head over to our website at tailgateradio.com, hit the Shirtsicle link, and you can buy your tailgating paraphernalia over there. So we've got a great show for you this week, folks. We've got former NFL running back with the Denver Broncos, Reggie Rivers. He's going to talk about his career, his post-career activities, and a program that he's working on right now through his blog over at ReggieRivers.com that I think you're going to find most interesting. So I'm really excited to have Reggie on the show this week. And also, we're going to be talking a little science of alcohol, more specifically the science of whiskey, with Joshua Ringel. He is over at Time & Oak, and they have a great product called Whiskey Elements. And I will let him explain to you how it works because it's pretty fascinating. And for all you whiskey drinkers out there, I think you're going to find this to be a fantastic product. So we've got that and a whole lot more coming up this week on Tailgate Radio. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back with that great interview with Reggie Rivers right after the break.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you about the Tie Bar. The Tie Bar is the leader, undisputed, the leader in men's fashion accessories. Loved by GQ and celebrities alike, the Tie Bar delivers high-quality products at unbeatable prices. Whether you need ties or bow ties for work or play, the Tie Bar has you covered. You can pick up accessories in the color of your favorite college or team. And be sure to check out Dwayne Wade's curated section on their website as well. If there happens to be a wedding in your future, this is your spot too, because they aren't limited to ties either. Be sure to check out the great selections of socks, belts, pocket squares, scarves, and more at the Tie Bar. And the best part is, most of their products are under $20. That's right, I said it, under $20. By cutting out the middleman and selling direct to the consumer, which is you, the Tie Bar is able to keep quality high and prices low. And I can tell you from personal experience, when I received my first box from the Tie Bar of some beautiful ties that I ordered, I was blown away, and you will be too. You no longer have to pay $50, $80, $100 for a quality tie. Your tie shouldn't have to cost as much as the shirt you're wearing. Visit thetiebar.com/tailgate and use promo code tailgate50 for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. That's thetiebar.com/tailgate and use the promo code tailgate50 for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. The Tie Bar, wear your good tie every day.
Hey, this is Jake the Snake Plumber, and you're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. We have a fantastic first guest. He played six seasons as a running back with the Denver Broncos, and he was a two-time Broncos NFL Man of the Year. After he retired from the sport, he worked in all aspects of the media, hosting a radio talk show, working as a television news anchor, and as a newspaper columnist. He's also published five books. He's a four-time All-American in football from Texas State University. He's currently a motivational speaker, auctioneer, and an MC at thousands of events all across the United States. Number 38 with the Denver Broncos. Let's welcome into Tailgate Radio, Mr. Reggie Rivers.
Thank you, John. You know what? I wish my mom was here to hear that introduction right now. She would have believed every word of that.
Well, that's mom's job, right? Moms are always there to support you no matter what you do.
Exactly.
Tell everybody what you're doing these days to stay busy.
Things are good. I work, part of my job is I work for a mortgage company, Universal Lending, here in Denver. I'm the director of business partnerships, so I do new business development for them. But then I run a company called Rivers Enterprises that I started back in 1992, and it's primarily, I do speaking engagements. I do a lot of corporate speaking about, I use football analogies to help people overcome business challenges. I am an auctioneer, so I do auctions for a lot of events. I'm a professional MC, so I MC a lot of corporate events, but I've also done some fun stuff like the Miss Colorado pageant. I've MC'd that 10 times. I've done three preliminary nights of the Miss America pageant out in Vegas. So I do a wide variety of speaking things. It's all good stuff, and it keeps me busy.
How difficult was it for you to make the transition from NFL player into the private sector?
You know, it wasn't that hard for me, and I think that I had a different path than a lot of my NFL teammates did. Because I came out of Southwest Texas State, because I was undrafted, because I was a long shot to make the team, I think I had a humbler beginning, and so I just felt lucky to make the team that first year. And then every year after that, it was always a struggle to make the team. I never had any kind of assurance that I was going to be on the team. They're always drafting guys at my position. They're always signing free agents at my position. I always went into training camp having to fight just to stay on the roster. So I had the advantage of every year I had to think about, what am I going to do if I don't make the team this year? And so that caused me to get involved with the media a lot more. I was doing a radio show while I was playing. I was writing a column when I was playing. I was doing TV work so that when I left football, I went into the radio business 2 weeks later. A lot of my NFL peers had a different experience. If you get drafted high in the first, second, or third round, you come in, you are an incredible talent, you're a starter in the league, you feel like you're going to be playing for 16 years, and then all of a sudden an injury takes the game away from you, or a lack of ability, sudden lack of ability, takes the game away from you, and you're caught by surprise. I think a lot of guys have a difficult time with that transition, but it wasn't that hard for me.
You actually got your undergraduate degree in journalism, didn't you?
I did, correct. Yes, I came to, when I enrolled at Southwest Texas, which is now Texas State, of course, everybody knows, when I first enrolled, I knew immediately I wanted to be a journalist. I knew when I was in high school I wanted to be a journalist, and so there was never any doubt in my mind. And then when I graduated from there and came up to Denver, I later went and got a master's degree in global studies from the University of Denver.
Having that experience as a journalist, and again, looking at your background, having worked in both radio, television, writing a column for the Rocky Mountain News, you've become quite a prolific writer as well.
Yeah, well, thank thank you. Yeah, I've written 5 novels and 1 biography. Yeah, I definitely think that being in college, majoring in journalism, I had internships at the Austin American Statesman, Newsday up in New York, the San Antonio Light newspaper, which doesn't exist anymore. But I had those internships, and when I got into the NFL, it really felt like I was still in school in a lot of ways. You know, when I was in college, I had my classes, and then I had football. I got into the NFL, I had football, and then I had all my media classes is what I felt like they were. I was doing these part-time jobs that were helping me develop my skill set further in radio, in television, in newspaper. And I always knew that when I left football, I was going to get a job in the media. And so I felt blessed that I had the opportunity to really do some things at an earlier age than I might have done if I hadn't been playing in the NFL. Like, I started writing a column for the Rocky Mountain News when I was 23 years old. So that's a major metropolitan daily. That might have happened in my life, but it probably wouldn't have happened until I was in my 30s, but that got accelerated because I was in the NFL. The same with the TV work I was doing. I was working in a market the size of Denver in my mid-20s, which was caused by the connection to the NFL. Maybe I would have done that still in my journalism career. It probably wouldn't have happened until later in my 30s. I just felt like being a Denver Bronco really put my journalism career on steroids and just helped me have a lot of opportunities a lot sooner than I would have had them.
Is there any one of those mediums that you preferred?
You know, if I had been thinking better, I would have done what you've done, John. I would have created a blog and done it that way, a podcast, because, you know, I love aspects of radio, but after 7 years of doing talk radio on, you know, all kinds of things, doing general topic talk, politics, religion, social issues, everything, I got overwhelmed by the arguing that happened on talk radio, and that kind of pushed me away from it. But other than that, I loved it, and then I loved writing in the newspaper. And so I think that kind of what you're doing and us leveraging the Internet to be able to write blogs and do podcasts really is a kind of a perfect blend. And so back in 1995 or 96, I first started ReggieRivers.com. You know, I was an early adopter of the Internet, and I had all this content on my page, but I had no idea how to actually leverage it or how to actually reach out to people. And so I kind of let it go. But if I had one thing to go back and do, I would have done that differently. Really launch ReggieRivers.com and then do podcasting and blogs.
Speaking of your website, I wanted to talk about, because you do have a blog on your website, and one of the things that really caught my eye a couple of weeks ago when I originally reached out to you was that you had started a new blog. The title was On the Brink of Diabetes, My Personal Weight Loss Journey. Can you talk to me, A, about the motivation of creating that blog, and then what are you trying to do with that? Because I really see, you know, embarking on a really interesting journey here.
Well, you know, the motivation for writing that blog was just a recognition that I was in denial, that I've been on the brink of diabetes. I'm pre-diabetic, and so my doctor for about 4 or 5 years has been telling me, you know, your hemoglobin A1C is creeping up into that almost diabetic range. Your fasting blood sugar is creeping up into this pre-diabetic range. Well, both my parents are type 2 diabetics. I have a couple of siblings who are also pre-diabetic like I am. In my family, most of us are slightly obese to very obese. When I go home and visit my parents, I can see what their life is like living with diabetes. I get a very clear picture of what my future is when I go home and see my parents. Yet for years, I have just ignored all of the warning signs. I've ignored everything my doctor told me. He says, hey, cut back on your carbs. I go sit in the movie theater, eat a huge tub of popcorn, get a Slurpee, get a box of Mike and Ike's, and just consume enormous amounts of sugar all the time. And I just walk around kind of ignorantly, acting as if I'm not going to get diabetes. I just didn't believe that it was going to happen. And so I finally realized the only way I have any chance of turning this around is I have to out myself. I have to, you know, I posted a picture of myself with my shirt off. I haven't taken my shirt off in public in years, you know, just I don't want people to see my gut. But I said, you know what, I've got to out myself. If I'm going to do this, I have to tell people that this is what I'm trying to do. Everybody in Denver knows me. At every restaurant, people know me. At the movie theater, people know me. And so now I have this shame campaign going on that if I'm in a restaurant and I'm ordering the chocolate cake, people are going to see me eating this and they know that I'm on this weight loss journey. And so I just published this to try to help myself get control of what I needed to get control of. And I hope that it would help other people kind of recognize the challenges in their own life and start to take action on it.
You know, it's real interesting because, you know, on this show, on Tailgate Radio, we often have world-class chefs, and we talk about food all the time. And it never is really from a perspective of health. It's always from what's the best, what's the biggest, what's the most consumption that you can take in a parking lot before a football game or a NASCAR event and things like that. But I realize as we – you know, we have a responsibility to talk about some of these issues, because the folks that are out there indulging, they're either, you know, from an athletic perspective, most of them are past their prime, not all of them, but a lot of them are. And I know that they're going through some of the same things that you're talking about. So what kind of encouragement and what is your game plan moving forward in dealing with your and luckily it's still pre-diabetic condition. So you still have an opportunity to turn that around. So what's your motivation and what's your plan of action moving forward?
You know, my plan of action is really just to try to take some simple steps to move myself in the right direction, to start to show a little bit of restraint, to go to a movie theater and not get the stuff that I normally get, to eat a meal before I go to the movie theater and then don't get anything from the concession stand. I'm trying to, I try to recognize what are my real weak points. I know that for me, eating at night is a huge part of my problem. I will eat more food from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. than I might eat the rest of the day. I will just get up in the middle of the night and just start eating stuff. And so I try to stop myself and say, can I not eat anything tonight after 8 o'clock? I'm going to eat whatever I want during the day, but just don't eat anything after 8 o'clock. And so I'm trying to incrementally change the behaviors that have gotten me to where I am. I realize, you know, I say this joke all the time. A buddy of mine ran into him a couple of years ago, and he's like, man, Reggie, you put on some weight. And I'm like, well, yeah, I was only 6 pounds, 8 ounces when I was born. You know, this is my life's work, putting on this weight. But I recognize I put on the weight incrementally. I'm going to take the weight off incrementally. I don't believe I'm going to lose 50 pounds in a week. I don't believe I'm going to lose 100 pounds this year. I think that I just have to focus on how do I start changing the behaviors that have got me here and acting in a little bit more healthy way. And then as I master that behavior, let's get a little bit more strict and do a little bit better. And then master that, get a little bit more strict until I'm really doing things the way that I should be doing them.
I'm here with Reggie Rivers, and we're talking about his recent blog about On the Brink of Diabetes, My Personal Weight Loss Journey. I'd like to shift gears for a second, if I can, and just talk about the NFL season in review. And going forward, what your thoughts are about the Broncos' upcoming season. What would you grade the season if you had to give it a letter grade?
Well, I think you'd have to give it like a D, because when people think back about the 2015 season, really the story should be the Patriots won another Super Bowl and Tom Brady did it again. But the real story from 2015 is that the Ray Rice scandal and the Adrian Peterson scandal and the other players who were in trouble and the embattled commission. And I just think that there are a lot of things going on this season that were a black eye for the NFL, and the things that don't really need to be a black eye for the NFL. You know, the league, I especially thought like the Ray Rice situation should be a Ray Rice problem. Ray Rice should have marital problems because of punching his wife. Ray Rice should have legal problems because of punching his wife. Ray Rice should have financial problems because of punching his wife, but the NFL shouldn't have a problem. The only way the NFL can have a problem is if the NFL mishandles the way it deals with Ray Rice, which the NFL did horribly. I think from the beginning, if you've got video of a guy dragging his fiance out of an elevator, you don't have to see what happened in the elevator. He already told you he punched her. He either punched her really hard or he punched her a lot. Either way, that's enough for you to give him the stiffest penalty that you plan to give him, to start off with 2 games and then up to 6 games and then say it's indefinite. It was just kind of a ridiculous farce And so I think that the NFL mishandled that and has turned the 2015 season into kind of a lessons learned and how not to do things in the future. And hopefully it will improve as we move forward.
What about the Denver Broncos?
Well, the big, big decision coming up here in the next few days is Peyton Manning. Is he coming back for another season or is he not coming back for another season? And it's a big unknown. I wish I had some inside information. I don't. But I know that it's not a slam dunk that he's coming back. I think that he would probably like to come back and the Broncos would probably like him to come back. But if he is on the roster the day the 2015 season starts, which is just a few days from now, then they owe $19 million regardless what else happens. And at age 39, Peyton is one minor injury away from retirement. You know, he's a torn hamstring away from retirement. If any minor thing happens to him, the Broncos could be out $19 million. And so I think that's part of the dilemma that the Broncos and Peyton are facing. And so we're all waiting here in Denver to find out what the decision is going to be.
Again, I'm here with Reggie Rivers. And Reggie, before we go, how can people follow you, follow your blog, learn more about you, hire you for an auctioneering event or a motivational speaking event?
You know, they can do all of that by going to my website at reggierivers.com. Got all the information there about the speaking that I do, the books that I have written, the blog that I post, and other stuff like that. So reggierivers.com is a simple answer. Thank you for having me, John.
Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add to your existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. We really appreciate your continued support. And, you know, one of the things that we love to talk about here at Tailgate Radio are some of the best products out there on the market today. And it doesn't matter if it's outdoor grilling, if it's cooking, if it's sports related. We want you guys to know about it. And right now on the line, I've got Josh Ringel with Thyme and Oak. And he's going to tell us all about his great product called Whiskey Elements. Josh, thank you for coming in this week.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of your company?
Sure. Well, we're a relatively new company. We actually create a product called the Whiskey Element. It's a piece of wood that's been crafted very similarly to how whiskey barrels are crafted. And you can take that piece of wood and drop it in any bottle of whiskey and continue the barrel aging process in the bottle. So, in effect, it allows you to customize and create your own whiskey.
Does that allow you to change the flavor, or what exactly does the Whiskey Element do once it's inside the whiskey?
Well, it works just like barrel-aging whiskey does, except much faster. We give deeper access and deeper penetration to the wood for the whiskey. So, basically, you drop that stick in there, that whiskey enters the wood and exits through the wood and creates a smoother, more refined taste. And it takes some of the higher elements of the wood and adds those to the taste. So, like, our most popular stick right now is the signature element. And it adds really light levels of maple and vanilla while really creating a silky, smooth finish on any whiskey.
How did you guys come up with this idea? Traditionally, you know, I've always seen how whiskey is made, and it is those big barrels that they roll and they put in these dark barns and locations to sit and age. So how did you guys come up with this idea? I think it's fascinating.
Well, just over a year ago, I was in a position where I was transitioning careers, and I came up to my friend Tony, who's my business partner, Tony Panicek, and he was at the liquor store, and he was wanting to buy a more expensive bottle of whiskey, but he just didn't have the money. And so he thought, well, what's the difference between this cheap stuff and the more expensive stuff? And he came to the idea that it has to be the time in barrel. The difference between a 6-year and a 12-year is just the time that it takes inside the barrel. And so he had this idea, and he started mulling it around for a little bit. And then he came to me, and we talked about it. And I had been homebrewing for a long time and drinking a whiskey. I knew a little bit about the process of the barrel making, so I said, this could totally work. Let's go figure it out. And so we spent quite a long time, months, playing with wood and different ways to prep it and learning the process, different whiskeys, and we finally honed in on our whiskey element, and that's kind of how it all started. I mean, I remember the first prototypes we made, they were very ugly sticks. Dropped them in some middle-of-the-road whiskey, we tasted it after 24 hours and we were kind of blown away. And then we kind of had to step back and figure out, well, how did it work? Why did it work? How can we explain this to consumers, and how can we turn this into a business?
Yeah, you know, I received a sample of that and I tried it myself. I'll be honest with you, I am an amateur when it comes to the subtleties of different alcoholic beverages and things like that. I just don't have the palate to be able to tell, but I could certainly tell. Even the flavors seem to be different than in the original form. So are the elements that you actually place into the whiskey, are they coming in various different natural flavors, or those flavors added? What's the process there?
So it's all natural. Those levels of flavor that you get come from the wood. Depending on how you prepare the wood, you can get flavors ranging from like a sweeter honey maple to espresso, almondy, toasty. It all comes from the same wood. It's all natural. It's all about the process it takes. And we put a lot of care and time into the process with our elements to really elevate those. And our product is really made specifically for whiskey. Like, we really, really, it took us a lot of time, a lot of different ways to prepare these to finally find the right elements to work with whiskey. And so that's how you get those different flavor notes and the different levels of smoothness and the complexities that you get. It's all from the wood naturally.
Is there a particular brand of whiskey or type of whiskey that the whiskey elements work best with, or can we go to any liquor store, grab a bottle of whiskey off the shelf, and they're going to have the same effect no matter what the label or the brand of the whiskey?
Well, that's a good question. Our product does enhance any whiskey, but you always got to understand it's the base you're coming from. I always tell people to drop it in a bottle of their favorite whiskey, something they like to drink, so that they can notice the real difference and how we enhance it. You can take our element and drop it in a very, very cheap bottle of whiskey, and it will make it noticeably smoother, and it'll add those flavors. But at the same time, you're going to have that base. So you'll make it better, but you're still going to have that base. Now, if you take it and drop it in like a middle-of-the-road bottle, say something like a Jack Daniels, and you drop a stick in it, it smooths it out. It elevates those flavors, and I swear, it tastes better than Gentleman Jack. I mean, it is a really, really, really good bottle at that point. Some of my personal favorites are Crown Royal. I'm not a Crown drinker, but I've dropped our signature in a bottle of Crown, and it becomes something very, very delicious.
I'm here with Josh Ringel with Time and Oak. And again, a great website. It's just the simplicity, the products that you offer. You guys have been in business, you said, for about a year. When did you launch, and how did you go about that process? I know the research and building the prototypes and all that just takes a ton of time and effort and hours. But when you finally launched, what was that green light you guys got to say, okay, we're on to something now?
Well, firstly, I want to say thanks for the compliments on the website. We actually have a team up here called We Are PDX that we work with, and they've designed everything behind our website, our branding, our marketing, top-notch team, and they've made us look really, really good. Now, as far as, like, when we finally got that green light, so we were toying around, we're cutting wood, we're destroying ovens, we're breaking stuff, we're spending a lot of money on bottles of whiskey and drinking a lot of bottles of whiskey, and there was a point where we had such good consistency in our product and such great response from the community and people we're talking to, we decided, you know what, this is time to go. Let's really turn this into a business. And so we actually went on Kickstarter back in October of last year, and we launched a campaign to raise money to fund our business. We figured this is a great way to introduce the market, our product, and also, you know, start to build capital so we can turn this into a real business. And so we launched, and we actually met our goal in the first 24 hours. I think it was hour 18 we met our goal, and then we just kind of exploded past that. After a month on Kickstarter, we made just shy of $200,000, and we had over, I think it was about 48,000 units I had to make at that point, which was overwhelming. We didn't think we were going to get that many orders, and it was a good problem to have, but it was still a lot of hard work, a lot of long days. I think I personally handmade the first 50,000 myself.
That's one of those, I think there was a commercial during the Super Bowl a couple of years where a company turned on their website and it started ticking, and then it just exploded into the millions, and they all just looked at each other like, okay, now what do we do? It sounds like you had a very similar experience.
Yeah, we did. The Kickstarter community is great. The platform was great. We've made a lot of really, like, loyal customers, and they've really helped us and pushed us to the next level and coming up with new ideas and new product, and I like to interact with them as often as I can. But I remember sitting there in the middle of October, in the middle of the campaign, looking at the numbers, thinking, how am I going to create enough product to get out? Because it was, the numbers that we had to deliver were far exceeding what we could create, and so we had to get very creative, and we had to start scaling up quicker than we thought to get our product out. But now we're churning and burning. We're creating more product, and we've got, you know, a lot of new customers. We got a lot of fans. People like our product. We've had some great write-ups and some great media. And, yeah, now we're in full swing. Now it's a real business, and I got a job.
If you go over to Time and Oak, I see that there are some other products that are available through the website. Talk to me about how you've grown from that single product into a product line.
Sure. Well, our first product and our premier product, our best product, is the Signature Element. That's our favorite. That's our hero product because it pretty much is the all-around. It works in almost any whiskey. It works well. It's good. People love it. And so we sell that one the most, but we've been playing around with all sorts of different flavors. We have a Smoke Element, which is one of my personal favorites. I'm a big bullet bourbon drinker. If you get a nice bottle of bullet bourbon and you drop our smoke stick in it, you get these smoky, scotchy notes in your bourbon, which you couldn't technically get before, and it just makes that bottle of bullet bourbon amazing. So we have that product out. We also have our wine cask, where we have elements that are treated with a special blend of various wines and then prepared differently, and those add great elements to our whiskey. And then we also sell them in larger packs. We have the variety pack where you can get two of each, and we just launched a gentleman's kit on our site, which is already on back order. It's a great little kit that comes with a really high-end flask, lighter, pair of our sticks, cigar cutter, perfect for Father's Day, bachelor party gifts. And that's pretty much where we're at, and we're looking to expand, but we don't want to expand too fast. We want to really make sure that we do justice to whiskey. We're a whiskey company. Our product is for whiskey, and we want to stay in that whiskey market for now and continue to create good quality elements to elevate and help our customers customize their own whiskey experience.
Josh Ringel here with Time and Oak. The big question is, how do folks get their hands on your product?
Best way to do that, John, is to go on over to timeandoak.com, click on the store link, and you can pick up all of our products right there. And we have a special for your listeners. If you guys enter the code TAILGATE at the shopping cart, you'll save 10% on all our products.
There you have it, folks. Go over to Time and Oak right now, put in the code TAILGATE, buy all the products that are available there, and use the promo code TAILGATE to get a 10% discount. That's a great offer for all of our Tailgate Radio listeners. Thank you so much for that, Josh, and thank you so much for coming in. We wish you all the best at Tailgate Radio, and with NASCAR season in full swing, baseball season's really right around the corner, and then before we know it, we'll be back into tailgate training camp getting ready for the NFL season. So we wish you guys all the best, and feel free to drop by anytime. We would love to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate you guys having us.
All right, folks, we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
Time is right to use a Spud Spike. Oil and spice make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the Spud Spike?
Spud Spike's the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The Spud Spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank my very special guests this week, Reggie Rivers. Go over to ReggieRivers.com to learn more about him, learn more about his professional football career with the Broncos, his post-NFL career, buy one of his novels, read his blog. He's a super interesting guy, and we want to thank him so much for coming in this week. That's ReggieRivers.com. Also want to thank Josh Ringel with Time and Oak. Go over to timeandoak.com. That's timeandoak.com. And purchase those whiskey elements. And if you do, make sure you type in the promo code TAILGATE to get an extra 10% off your order. That was a very generous offer for all those listeners in the Tailgate Nation. So take advantage of that and go over to Time and Oak. I think you're going to be blown away by the website and the products that they have to offer there. Also want to thank our own sponsors for helping keep the lights on and keeping things free here. The folks over at Amazon, the folks at Shirt Sickle, and our good friends over at the Tie Bar. Do not forget, if you have any tie needs, not only ties, pocket squares, belts, socks, anything that's going to enhance your fashion, you've got to go to thetiebar.com. And if you put in the promo code TAILGATE50 there, you're going to get free shipping on any order over $50. Make sure you stop by and say hello to the folks at the Tie Bar. Check out Dwayne Wade's curated site as well over there. He's really looking dapper. We want to thank the Tie Bar for being a great sponsor here at Tailgate Radio. For everybody here, we want to thank you guys for your continued and loyal listenership. You can always follow us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio or go to our website at tailgateradio.com for some great recipes, great articles on cooking, outdoor, camping, and tailgating. The NASCAR season is in full swing, and I want to tell you about a show real quick. That it's Track Smack with Dawn Murphy, and you can find her at all the places you can find Tailgate Radio. So if you're a NASCAR fan, and by the way, she has picked the winner the first 2 weeks of the season. That's crazy, and she's done it. And you can go back and listen to the proof. So go and check out Dawn Murphy. That's D-A-W-N, Dawn Murphy. Track Smack with Dawn Murphy at all the places like iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and over at her website at Track Smack Radio. We'd love for you to follow her as well. She is a badass chick, and we like her a lot. So go and check her out as well. And folks, they are giving me the wrap-up sign, so I'll just cut it short. Like we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road.